Hey everyone, check out this new film on Amazon Prime called Eight Remains. It's free to all Prime members.
Welcome back to Extra Features Interview. Today we have a fabulous film called Warrior's Pride. We have an actor in the film whose wife directed it. For some of you who haven't heard that film, that's fabulous. Let's get into the film. Rocky Black, welcome to the show.
Hey, how you doing, man?
I am fabulous. I've got to start. I mean, I don't see a lot of basketball movies.
Right. Yeah, me neither. And I'm such a sports fan. We need more, you know, so... You're definitely right. It seems like one happens every, I don't know, 4 or 5 years, you know.
Yeah,
so,
I agree with that. So let's start at the beginning. Why basketball?
Because I run an AAU basketball program, the travel basketball for the youth.
So explain to me what an AAU basketball program is. Sorry, just for me and listeners that have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah, it's travel basketball. So it's for the elite players that their goal is to go on to college and, you know, get a free ride to college and hopefully, you know, play pro ball somewhere, or at least get that free ride to college, pay for education. So, we travel all over the country in the USA. We travel all over the country and we play in front of, tons of college coaches. And, we start from like second grade now. And we take them all the way up through their seniors in high school in hopes to help them get a scholarship. But that's half of it. The other half is to help build their character and to be a productive young man in society. That's my program's big on that.
I know this has got not a lot to the movie. This is an own personal question. So would you travel? I mean, I know you're based in Detroit. Would you travel to, like, Texas and, like, California?
Yes, we've been to Texas just last year. We've been to Florida, Vegas, Tennessee, Kentucky, Indiana. I mean, we've been all over.
So
the place.
So you do go over. Well, that is fascinating. I think you should have done a doc just on that.
Right. Yeah.
Like that is fascinating to me. That okay. I just want to start off with it. You have a basketball court right off the beginning. I mean, this is not like somebody's backyard. This is a full on court. It looks like a school, maybe.
Yes. Yep. In the movie.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So, it's just like high school basketball. It's you know, you play inside gymnasiums and it's tournaments. All it is tournaments, and sometimes for our younger boys, they play in leagues. So it's just a lot of times when you get to the summer travel, it becomes just tournaments. So you go for a weekend, or when you get into the summer, like July, you may go for 4 or 5 days playing all week, you know, more national tournaments and stuff. So, and you play against, you know, name it, every team in America. It's so many teams out here, and we just go and compete.
So how hard was it to get this location if it's not busy all the time?
Well, two of the locations – one of the locations was a school.
Yes.
Two locations was a recreation center. The recreation centers, they just closed down the day we were there to film.
So did you have to rent them? Did they give them to you?
Yes. You have to rent, like, you know, yeah, with the locations, you have to rent them. Sometimes people may look out for you if you know them, but a lot of times you have to rent those type of locations because, you know, it's you're shutting it down, so that's they're losing money by shutting down.
You being an independent filmmaker working with your wife, how difficult was that? I mean, is this your first film you've been in? Like, no. How long was the shoot one day in there, or did you think you needed 2 days?
No, we've been doing this since I've been in the film business since 2002. Then we started our own production company. I started off with a production company, and then me and my wife started doing ours. So we've been, I think it's been like, I want to say about 13 years or 14 years we've been doing our production company. So this is our third film that we've done ourselves, and we've done five films, two with other people. But this is our third film from our production.
So getting the in and out of the arena is just old hat for you then, I guess.
Yeah. No, this is something that we do on a regular basis, full-time basis. You know, we love making movies, and we have a team. We have a heck of a team. It is, you know, we're the, it's our production company, but we have a heck of a team with us that makes it happen. So we got a full team.
So I want to start off with the actual basis of the film. You introduce a mixed marriage.
Yes.
Now, I thought that was great. I thought that was something, you know, I thought that was nice. We're like, okay, we're going to do both sides. Now, I really was interested in the parents and coach interaction. Like, it seemed very tightly knit at times. Now, I guess I had to ask, is this based on true life that you've experienced? Like, some parents are really in your face.
Yes, it is. Everything in the movie is based on my experience of 19 years of doing AAU basketball, and it was beautiful. You know, she surprised me with the script. I kept telling her, like, you know, she is pretty busy because she's also an author too. My wife is, so she writes books too. So I was like, man, I would love to do a basketball movie based on AAU, because this movie represents thousands of organizations out there, not just mine. And that's why I'm so, you know, if you take away the business side, I want people to see it, like coaches, high school coaches, AAU coaches, college coaches. I want them to see it with their teams. The youth needs to see it, because everybody wonders about, you know, they just see the glamour part of the AAU. They don't see the stuff that goes behind the sacrificing to make this stuff happen. Because also my program, I come from a area where it's more poverty. So a lot of kids that play for us, several kids, they don't, you know, have both parents at home, just like you've seen in the movie. All those characters, including the coaches, were based on true events, true players, you know, that this stuff happened with. And I just wanted to go in depth about, you know, you got the kid that is single, with a single mom who don't care about him, so he gets attached to a coach who really cares about him, want to see him succeed in life. You got the kid where his dad thinks he's all world, it's nothing about the team but him, the crazy parent. That's happening a lot more nowadays. And then you had the kid with the single mom who was hanging around the wrong crowd, and she knew her son could be good and do good if he just got around the right people. And so that's all those things happen with my program with kids.
Now, in the film, you have two distinct teams. You have your team and you have the opposition. I guess I'll just base it down to little the two.
Right,
do some AU programs in the film do get full uniform scholarships and shoes and everything, or is that just for the film?
No, it just depends on, like, say, for instance, the Infinity Squad.
Yes.
So that represented the shoe sponsor team. So you got Nike, Adidas, Under Armour. They sponsor a certain amount of teams, and normally they sponsor the teams that have the big-name players. Like, I'm talking about top, you know, 50 players in the country, top 100. They usually sponsor teams that it's with that type of situation. It's always about the player, not the team. It's about who do you have, because they're hoping that, you know, they want winners and they want people that might go on to be a pro that they could hopefully sign in the future a lot of times, you know. So that team was the team that represents the team that not all shoe sponsor teams, but like whatever team that tries to go and steal people players, that's what that team represented. That coach was about winning at all means possible. It didn't matter if it was cheating or whatever. He's about winning in his program, getting money. So,
have you had that problem with your experience? I mean, obviously you put in the film, so you're basing it on reality. So you've seen this then.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, true. I mean, even people that I know personally that runs those type of programs that go behind your back and try to steal your players, and then they, you know, act like they're not, they, you know, but you find out the truth. So, yeah, all that stuff, like I said, really happened. And, you know, in our players, with our program, we get really attached to them. And, you know, because we do it because we just want to see them succeed in life. You know, it's bigger than basketball with us. You know, I always tell people when I compare, you know, how people say, well, what is this movie like? I put this movie like, you know, did you ever see Blindside?
Yes, of course.
So Blindside, football was the vessel that brought it together. Well, in our movie, basketball was. But it was the story behind it. It was like, it was a football player, but it was more about what happened with him. His family took him in. Didn't nobody, you know, his family didn't really, there was drug addicts and stuff. So it was more of a story to it than just football. And that's the same thing with Warrior Pride, I feel, and that's what people are saying, like reviews and people that have seen it. They're like, it's bigger than basketball, you know? And that's what I wanted to get people to get out of it, the story behind it.
So I do want to go into more of the poaching aspect. Yep. Has this happened to you?
Yes. Yes. Everything that you've seen in there happened, you know, as far as with the players and stuff, all that stuff really happened.
Now, how does that feel? Like, I mean, you kind of don't – the coach kind of brushes it off, which I thought was kind of strange. You didn't seem upset ever.
Well, I mean, I've learned to cope with it because I just feel like I've always ran this program to give back because I never had a dad myself. So with me not having a dad, I grew up in considered the hood, the ghetto. I never had that father figure, but – Well, I never had that father, but I had someone that was there for me that helped me out. So I just wanted to give back, and God blessed me with giving back. So this, I run the program I run it where if it's in God's plans, whatever's going to happen is going to happen. So if a kid comes and he leaves because his team is trying to get him and offer him all this stuff, God bless them, you know. And a lot of times they come back because they see the grass ain't greener on the other side. So, everything, you know, with these kids, everything you saw in the movie, it really plays. It played out like that, you know. So
I want to back up for a second. So a kid leaves your team, gets poached by the Infinity Squad for the sake of the argument, and you accept him back with open arms?
Yes, And that's what goes, you know, I just look at things like, you know, we have a forgiving God. It don't mean you gotta accept them back always, but these are young men that are being stirred, you know, in a certain direction by their parent or people that, you know, a lot of kids get caught up in the hype of things, you know, like, ooh, what's this team doing? What they have to, oh, they got Nike backing them. So they get caught up in that. And, you know, with kids, we were once with kids. We gotta, you live and you learn. You know what I'm saying? You go through, just like in the movie, how he's like, you're making this decision. I may not be happy with it, but, you know, you got to make the best decision for yourself, and you got to live with it. I don't. So if they come back, it depends on the situation, too. I've had situations where I didn't bring a kid back.
Okay.
But several times I have brought him back because it was bigger than basketball. I seen something in that kid, and he just, like I said, it's he tested the waters and seen it wasn't what it was all mapped out to be. He knew who really had his back. He knew who really loved him and cared for him, so that's what happened. They come back. So, I mean, 99% of our kids, the ones that do, we don't have a high turnover ratio of kids leaving for the programs, but when they do, most of the time they come back or they fall to the wayside, which I don't want them to do that, but that's normally what happens because this was the best situation for them, you know, so.
Let's touch on something else in the film. You buy one of your players' shoes.
Yeah.
How often does that happen in a year? Is that just a one-off thing, do you think?
It just depends on the situation, you know, with the kid.
Out of your pocket.
a lot of money come out of my pocket for the program, you know, in itself because – You gotta have a program that runs and you wanna be able to help kids. I mean, our kids ain't always, it don't have to be the best player who gets help, gets the support. It's the kids who needs it and the ones that really care and wanna do better in life, you know. That's what we're about. Them kids that's prima donnas and think they're better than, you know, the program or something, they usually, we get rid of them quick because they're going to have a hard life in life anyway because that's just not the way to do things, you know. So, yeah, so a lot of times, yeah, and I'm not the only one. I mean, I have, you know, people that help, that donate, sponsors, you know, sponsors kids and donate to, so it ain't just me. It's just at the end of the day, I'll do whatever it takes to help a kid out. But I do have, you know, a lot of support with that, too.
Well, that's good to hear. I mean, I think that's important. Also in the film, you have many things. You get upset by a kid calling you sir at one point. Or did I mess right or down wrong?
No. I know what you're talking about. Yeah. What it did was it caught me off guard because that was a kid who I had heard. See, that's the thing when you hearing stuff about kids. That was the kid that was with the mother who my wife knew at work. And she was like, you know, I want to bring him to your team because I know he could do better. He's just hanging around the wrong kids. So he had done things. You see where, you know, he was saying he tried selling drugs and, yeah, you know, he was just doing the wrong things. And so when he said, sir, it caught me off guard. Like, oh, this kid is respectful.
Oh, okay.
So that made me think, and that made me more think about, well, let me go ahead and bring this kid in. That was probably the turning point of me going ahead and bringing that kid to the team.
Okay. Now, you touch on the film a couple times, fundraising.
Yeah.
And it's brought up a couple times, but they don't ever fundraise. I thought that was kind of strange. I thought we might see a fundraising scene.
Oh, yeah, the car wash. Did you see the car wash?
I must have, and I must have not written it down. I apologize.
No, that's okay. The car wash was, the car wash, the fundraisers in the montage scene.
Oh, okay. That's probably why.
So when I was sitting at the desk and I was opening up the envelope, it had money in it.
Yes.
So those were people donations. That's all a part of fundraising.
Okay. I misunderstood it. Okay. No problem.
No, that's cool.
I'd rather be honest and say, okay, I didn't get it.
Right. No, I appreciate that, man.
Now, I really want to discuss, you have a hospital location at one point. What did you use for your hospital location?
It was a surgery center.
So again,
it was a hospital, but it's for surgery.
Okay. No problems getting that location?
No. We got connected. I mean, you know, it costs, but we got connected with it's, you know, it's all this stuff is relationships, a lot of it. And someone who was high up in the hospital was able to, you know, help us out. We had to pay for it, but still, those things are hard to get.
Well, that's why I'm asking, right?
Right.
I'm like, that was kind of different. Well, you haven't listened to my one of my interviews. I apologize for that, but I do ask these questions.
Oh, no, that's fine, man.
Okay, I also want to touch on, because I think he's one of the sponsors of your film, the Sports Locker Grill.
Moneyball, the uniforms we was winning. Yeah. I mean, I'm sorry, the uniforms we was wearing.
Yes.
Moneyball, they put up like for the uniforms and stuff. So the tournament was sponsored in the movie by Moneyball. Sports Locker was a place where we go to.
Right.
It was a pizza place when we go there to eat. We went there to eat the pizza and stuff. Talk as a team after we won.
Yes, I want to get into that. Looks like an expensive meal. Now, was that a sponsored meal, or did you guys have to pay for that too?
Yeah, we pay. The coaches pay for it.
So they didn't even give you a free meal?
Oh, for the movie?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I thought you meant in real life when we be doing that type of stuff. I'm like, that comes out of our pocket. Or, you know, the kids' parents give them money and, you know, we got to go eat or something. So, yeah, for the movie, they did take care of us that way, yeah.
So you have a very big crew, and I would presume you have a huge cast, it looks like.
Yes, this was our biggest cast now, so far movies we've done.
I love to discuss catering, so I'm going to have to ask, how did you feed them?
We paid for food, and, you know, that was part of our budget. You know, part of our budget, we mapped out for catering in the days we'd have a lot of people. Well, every day we shot, we made sure we fed everyone. But we had a company that did it a few days, and then you know we had people that did the food for us. So you know we had staff that did all that type of stuff, production assistants. So it all you just map it out beforehand, you know, and then you're prepared when you get ready to shoot.
So you have a lot of music, Expectation of Me song, and you have a couple of other songs throughout the films. Where did they come from?
From artists, you know, a lot of Christian artists. The theme song for ours, Warrior Pride, that came from our daughter's a singer. So she was singing the hook, and then a rapper that was actually in the movie too, he wrote the rap part to it. But then the other songs you heard, those are from artists that, you know, make music.
Did you reach out to them? Did they come to you? How did you get them?
Yeah, well, yeah, you know, you asked, you put it out there that you're, you know, we're doing a movie and would you like for your music to be played in it? You know, have a chance of being played in it. So they send it to us and then we choose if it fits, you know, it's this local Detroit artist that, that's mostly all the artists we use. And then, you know, if the song fits the movie, we put it in there.
So I guess my last question is, why don't you think there are not more basketball movies?
I don't know, because it's weird, because if you look at the history of sports movies, basketball movies, and I mean, it don't matter what sports movie, but basketball movies, they all make money. So I'm surprised they don't make more basketball movies. You know, I know with me, I already have like two different stories lined up that I want to do in the future that deals with basketball. And I also have one that deals with football. So I'm more like we're into, you know, we do faith-based films and inspirational films. So I love to, you know, we love to do movies with that's like our ministries, you know, and we like to do movies that's inspirational, you know, that's got a great message behind them. But the basketball stuff, I don't know why, but if it's up to me, we're going to be doing a couple more.
So let's go back to your faith, if I can, for a second. You're saying you do faith-based films.
Yeah.
So are you planning on sending this film to church groups? Are you sending it to basketball camps? Where's your film going?
Yeah, well, it's out. After we did a four-week, four-city theatrical run, and then it came out December 3rd, so it's on Amazon. And if people own Amazon Prime, they can watch it for free. They can stream it for free. If you don't, then you just rent it or you buy it. If you buy it, it's yours for good. So right now it's out on Amazon, and then pretty soon it's going to be out on all the platforms, Google Play, Tubi, Roku. It's going to be on all those VOD platforms. So it's all over the world. People can get it in other countries right now, you know, so it's definitely out there. We're pushing it. We do a lot of promoting and marketing every day. I mean, every day we're promoting and marketing the movie. So, and we need, you know, the support has to be there, you know what I'm saying, for films like this. When you're on an independent level for it to be successful, we have to have people taking an opportunity and watching it. But now we're to the point where already, and it being out a little over a month, we have a lot of reviews. So if people look at the reviews, they're going to see that the movie must be a good movie because it's getting really good reviews. So that's always a huge plus. And what I tell people is, anyone listening, is that when you watch the movie, please take a few seconds to review it, because that's so big. I don't care what, if it's independent, if it's a major movie, reviews is huge in this market, because it puts you on a different platform. So when you go and watch, what's a basketball movie? Glory Road. If you like Glory Road, you see at the bottom when it says they recommend this movie. So the more we're being seen and reviewed, the better our chances of you seeing it down at the bottom. Say, if you like Glory Road, you'll like Warrior Pride. And that's huge. So
I do have one last question before we get to fun questions. Don't worry. You've talked again. I'm going back to faith. I apologize.
Are you all right?
I presume you go to church. Has anybody from church ever say, hey, I want to be in one of your movies?
Probably. I'm pretty sure they have. And we just tell anybody, you know, this is the day we're having auditions. We always direct people to our Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, because everything we're doing, we put on there. And so when you, if you're a friend of ours on the, on one of those, social media outlets, then you will see what we're doing. And when we have auditions, we, if normally we don't just say, hey, you know, yeah, you can just be in our movie. You got to come audition. It's a real business. So you got to come in. It's just like a interview, a job interview.
Perfect.
So, yeah.
I'm getting the stuff out of you. You didn't ask any questions. I know.
Oh, no.
Okay. It's time for fun questions.
Okay.
So don't worry. Everybody gets them. So don't. Just leave it. Favorite sport other than basketball?
Football.
Favorite donut?
Krispy Kreme.
One thing you've always wanted to know about Canada?
About they're much nicer than Americans. You guys have to me overall seem like you guys got better class than us.
Well, I'll thank you for that, and I also want to thank you for your time. And yeah. I want everybody to know. You tell me we can find your film anywhere. Please Google it.
Yeah.
Warrior's Pride, and you'll find it. And he's got. You said you had three other films. Everybody, please watch it. And when you're done, be nice and review it. Takes 30 seconds. That's all we ask.
Do it for me.
Yes. Do it for Rocky. Thank you for your time. You were awesome.
All right. Thanks, man.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hey, I just want to say thank you for listening to this great interview. We have more on our website at www.extrafeatures.ca. And if you enjoyed it, can you please go to iTunes and leave us an iTunes review and like us on our Facebook page. Thank you.